I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
What's good, people? Birmingham! What's going on? We've been having fun here at the Birmingham Comedy Festival. Chris, you awake?
I'm awake. I told you I felt weird. I probably made a mistake tonally in what I did today, because right before this, I went to the Civil Rights Institute, which it just seems weird.
That's totally appropriate.
Why is it is it? I don't know. I feel like I left there like a sensory like woke overload where everything else feels like I'm not doing enough.
Who's woker than Kanye? He's breaking down barriers.
We have very different opinions on this podcast.
I don't understand what the issue is. Like, black skinhead. Come on, man.
We don't. Plead your case.
I mean, there's no case to plead.
Exactly.
They had a baton. They passed it. Kanye picked it up and ran with it.
All right. That doesn't make any sense at all, I think.
Yes, it does.
You just described a relay race.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
That's all you did.
They spoke on stages. He has a floating stage. It's the future.
I don't like your brand of sci-fi. This is where you're going out. I don't know exactly what you mean.
What do you mean you don't know what I mean? Martin Luther King got the Nobel Peace Prize, correct?
Okay.
Kanye got people to mosh together. That's more intimate than holding hands. He got people to push each other and not be mad.
So you're saying that because he created a sense of violent peace at a concert.
Violent peace.
Does Kanye deserve a Nobel Peace Prize?
I mean, come on, man. Nobel made dynamite, first of all. He don't really know about peace. The whole award is based off guilt.
Aren't there more than one Nobel Prize?
Yeah.
So it's just like...
He should get one for science for the Yeezys. He should get one for, like, you know, like, whatever they give, like, Obama
There's a money
and people
Nobel.
Like that. For bringing people together. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Anyways.
He brought back the soul.
The shoes?
No. What? Soul music, man.
All right. You still haven't made any sense at all.
Soul music comes from what? The Civil Rights Movement. He took that, sped it up so that people could hear it at a pace that matches the new millennium. Therefore, the soundtrack to the pictures you were looking at earlier today was sped up and rapped over by Kanye West, and that's why we're here right now.
Yeah, I walked through that whole museum, and I didn't think of any Kanye song in my head.
Well,
I was like,
that's
yeah,
on you. That's
all
on
of the
you.
Lights are on right now.
You think about the wrong songs. If you think about two words... If you think about Bring Me Down, my grandfather used to sit at the sit-ins where white folks didn't want us to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
you picking and choosing your Kanye. You picking and choosing.
That's a
flashy
4-minute
Kanye.
Song. It's a long museum experience.
I'm just saying, don't act like you too woke for the podcast now.
No, it's not like, listen, I've come down.
You went to an institute on the day that they were didn't have admission and they were donations only, and now you too good for the podcast. I don't appreciate it.
You came across
the country and now you too good for the podcast.
I spent $80 at the museum.
$80?
Yeah.
Did you save somebody?
Huh?
You preserve something? What cost $80?
I bought some literature.
What? We got the internet.
Huh?
We got the internet.
Books is still valuable, Rob. You can't just Google
Google's
everything.
Free.
I bought John Lewis's books. I bought another set of those March books, the comic books.
All right.
From Congressman John Lewis. All the proceeds go back to the museum. I checked. I can write it off. All right,
that's what's up. That's what's up. Get, you know, I guess give a round of applause for Chris.
I didn't ask for it. I just told you what I did this day.
Being a hero and whatnot.
I also went to Taco Bell after I did that. So it's like, you know, I tried to balance it out.
All right.
This is different cultures I'm experiencing. All right.
Chris, do you notice anything different about me?
It's hard to tell, really. Your hair, you got a decent lineup. You got some nice shoes on. I'm curious how you got these, what is these, volume 2, 350 volume 2s?
This is my first pair of Yeezys, man.
How'd you get them?
First time wearing them? This is my first pair.
How'd you get them?
You didn't say nothing.
I didn't, first of all, you've never had any before. So normally I'm just like, well, I don't have to worry about Rob having Yeezys on today. It's probably, you just talked about it like a dream.
I've been keeping this secret for a long time, man.
When did you get them?
I've been hiding from, well, I ordered them, but they went to my mom's house. So I just got them like a couple days ago. But still, I knew that they was there for like a good month.
Did you plan to surprise you just? You just happened to not tell me.
I was hoping to wear them on a live podcast.
Okay, but you didn't tell me. Like, yesterday, we was in a car, and you was like, yo, I'm excited for my romper comes in. And I'm like, all right, that's one thing to brag about. You should have bragged about these.
These match the romper I ordered. I'm going to kill the game.
I hope so.
I mean, my life has changed now. I'm a different person.
How do they feel?
They feel amazing. Like how the alpha bounces, how I thought they were going to feel. That's how these actually feel.
Wait, how did you get them though? Like, did you buy them straight up? Like,
don't worry about that.
Come on, man. You know the process we go through. Every time a new pair of Yeezys comes out.
People are fans of the podcast, man.
These donations?
No, not at all.
Yeah, nobody loves the podcast that much.
No, no. No. I sold some stuff that I had to part ways with some stuff.
Oh, you flipped some stuff.
I flipped some stuff. I hadn't bought any shoes this whole year. And I was like, I'm not going to buy another pair of shoes until I get the Yeezys. And I just sold stuff until I could get them.
How many shoes did you have to sell to get these?
I sold a pair of shoes and a pair of jeans.
Sold a pair of jeans?
Yeah.
How much did you fucking sell a pair of jeans for?
The same amount that I sold the shoes for.
So you're just not going to give any of the monetary information out?
No, okay. No.
You understand, like, I have to think in my mind, these are probably somewhere between, like, resale value, at least, like, $1,500 shoes.
Not anymore, I wore them.
All right, I'll leave it alone, I guess. Should we bring out our guest for this episode?
Yeah, of course.
You guys ready for our guest?
Y'all ready for the guest?
Our first guest coming up is the founder of this festival. Thank you for bringing us out here.
Yeah, huge Kanye fan put together. I did his show at the Syndicate Lounge in Birmingham this fall, and he put together what I think is maybe the best playlist of Kanye songs that I've ever heard. And just because he heard I was a Kanye fan, he told me he never listened to the podcast. I still don't know if he's listened to it yet. But still, we're happy to talk to him about Kanye West. Please give it up to the one and only Chris Ivy.
What's up, guys?
I love how he said you referenced that you performed at the Syndicate Lounge. Is that not where we are?
That is where we are, but the people at home don't know where we are. We're in their headphones right now. So what I was doing was just promoting Chris's show.
I have a
just
hard
showing
time.
Love
Thank you.
To
Thank
Chris's
you,
show.
Oh my God,
it's
Chris,
on Monday
you?
Nights
I have a hard
in
time
Birmingham
separating.
At the Syndicate Lounge.
I just know reality right now.
Chris Daniels is not getting booked here, I don't think. At this point. The
I'll be here later tonight at 10 p.m.
10 o'clock. That's set in stone.
All right, TBD. It's fine.
Guys, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for coming on, like, man. I'm more excited to talk about Kanye. I feel like this is why I got into comedy, is to lead to this moment right here.
You know what? I feel the same way.
Because you saw my set last night. That's probably why.
No. I feel like I had somehow gotten into comedy, but, you know, it was just to talk about Kanye West.
Yes.
In front of so many people.
Mm-hmm. This crowd, right? You can feel the energy.
Oh,
man.
Oh yeah.
This is
It's not because you turned the fan off.
No, it's not.
I should have kept the fan on, and so everybody could hear a hum. It would have.
I don't know if that a reverb.
Y'all want me to turn the fan back on?
No. You good? I was just playing.
Rob does that a lot. It's created a tenuous relationship.
My bad for joking. I've only heard
one of y'all's podcasts.
Which one?
I don't know. Somebody, Chris Daniels, said something about Kanye's kids, and all I heard Rob say was, man, you always talk about people's kids.
No, that could be any episode. That's
you
almost
stay talking
every
about
episode.
People's kids. I was like, what type of weirdo is Chris Daniels? Why is he talking about people's kids?
I don't know. First of all, you make it seem like I bring up people's kids like in the middle of an irrelevant subject.
You do.
No, I don't. I'm thinking about fucking
people's kids.
Progeny. And it's always in a very... I can't defend this right now. It's weird.
It's tough to.
It's only because, listen, kids are part of the narrative now. You will keep up with the Kardashians all the time. There's multiple kids part of the show. Sometimes they come up. You got to think long term. You got to think like, all right, what
but
about the next generation?
But I don't speculate in their lives like you do. You try to speculate who they're going to have like playmates with.
That's not
like,
true at all.
What their lives are going to be like in the future. And
that's fine.
You know, yeah.
I speculate like who's going to fight who one day. That's all it is.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just, you know, the events that I see from their kids. I see him, you know, just report on what's going on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. There's an episode coming out tonight. Cornelius is going to be on there.
Oh, yeah, Cornelius. I guess it's a new character.
Kanye's not doing that anymore, is he? He's like done with that, right?
He's not. Sometimes you see him, sometimes you don't. The
is he
robbery
really,
episode,
like, on the show?
They used his like footage from his concert, like
y'all
his
were there,
personal
right?
footage. We were.
Yeah, you went to that one.
When he walked off the stage, we were there for that. But they use him in like a weird way. It's like I don't think he actually like planned to ever have to like be a part of it. But if he's around, can't help but like we're gonna pan.
Yeah, there's a camera. Yeah.
But I think he has the utmost control over what is shown from him and what is not. Because there's sometimes where there's only like one word from a conversation.
I don't know. I don't think he has control over a whole lot.
Yes, he does.
They tied him up and took him to a hospital. I mean, I don't know. Like, he's got a little control, but.
No, that was a different scenario.
That wasn't on the show.
That was like a
right, but that was real life. I'm talking about if he doesn't have that sort of control in real life on the show.
I mean, it was like a.
That's just having a good lawyer. You know what I'm saying?
But if you had a wife who's like, hey, you need to be in my show.
No. I've watched every episode. You can't tell me
that
he doesn't have control over when there's plenty of times where they could have shown more of the conversation and more of what he's had to say, and they haven't.
He doesn't ever, like, talk on camera.
He does, but it's always the margins. It's never what's on the inside of the paper.
Okay. I've always seen,
but he's never done like when they like pan and they're like doing like.
Oh no, he's never done like a confessional. Yeah, yeah. No.
Like the real world type.
Yeah, you're not gonna put him in the booth. He's not going
like
in the booth.
Like what he thought of what was. Yeah.
Let's see.
Those shoes are nice, by the way.
Man, appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate
I mean,
it. You know what I'm saying? Chris didn't even give me no compliment.
I didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm more jealous than anything.
He's frozen.
I was very jealous when I saw. Like, I didn't even say that I liked him when I saw you because I was like, man, I'm so mad I don't have those.
Hey, man, you work hard enough, Chris. You believe in yourself.
And sell two things. Man.
You make 5 beats a day. This summer, next summer, and the next summer. You'll get
that's
you
a different
easy,
world,
Joe.
Like 3 numbers, you know,
like Cree Summers. She played Freddie.
She did,
yeah.
Okay.
That was a lot of facts.
That was a lot. That's what the people are here for.
Yo, Chance out here popping at the mouth, telling people about what it's like to work with Kanye. I think people took his interview out of context.
In what sense?
Because like all the headlines is like Chance says working with Kanye means being lectured, but it's like if you listen to what he's saying, he's basically, you know, it doesn't sound like a lecture as much as it sounds like motivation. Like a good halftime speech. You know, like Kanye's Greg Popovich.
All right, we'll put it in full context. Like, what did he say about like where about like going into the studio, like sitting, like having to work with Kanye for a day for a project, whatever, like the full thing.
He said that there's different people working on different stuff in different rooms.
Right.
Kanye goes from room to room, and kind of like explains what he wants.
And this is like, and it's more the music. Like, there'll be one room, and it's like there. He had a magician. He had a musician in the room because he wanted it.
Because the music's magic.
Did you hear the story that Aziz told on Bill Simmons' podcast where he was like, yeah, there was a pizza man who came in and Kanye was like, hey, will you pick up one of those bags and walk around with it? I just want to see how you look.
What? I missed that one.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, so there were like two Louis Vuitton bags that were different colors. And, like, the guy came in and, like, delivered them stuff, and he, like, paid him. Then Kanye was like, before you go, pick up that bag and walk around with it. And then he made him pick up the other bag to see which one looked better.
But one of the bags was silver
and one of the bags was gold.
I mean, I don't know the colors, bags. Rob. I don't want to speculate.
There's a picture.
I don't know.
There's pictures of Aziz with the bags.
But I don't think Aziz was carrying the bags.
There's pictures of Aziz with the bags, but if he made a pizza man carry the bags, it's kind of cool.
That's cool.
He would have never touched those rare bags before.
Yeah.
That's a good day. That's a good day. Think about it. You know Kanye tips well, first of all, so you know you're going to get a good tip. No one's ever going to make you hold a Louis bag and then just give you a couple dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you already know you're getting a good tip after somebody. Come on, man.
I mean, I would love that. That would be the greatest day of my life.
That sounds awesome.
I would love to get lectured by Kanye.
What
would you do? Talk about his kids?
No, man. If we're talking lectures, are we talking pizza, are we talking magic right now? It's three different things I want to get on. One, if I get a job at Pizza Hut, no way am I fucking ever going to think I'm going to have to hold bags or fucking Kanye. It's a P. Diddy move. That's like the, like, remember that Chappelle Show episode where he was like, Where it was like the bags are empty, man.
Huh? He's trying to see how the bags look in motion.
They made mirrors for that, though.
It's not the same, man. It's not the same.
He didn't have no other friend who was there. He needed the pizza guy.
You can't make new friends with the pizza guy?
And then the pizza guy grew up and was Mahershala Ali. That's how he came about. Thank you, one person back there who's seen Moonlight. Thank you very much.
I see Moonlight. I don't get it still.
What? That's the dude at the beginning.
At the beginning? I know he's in the beginning of Moonlight. What's it got to do with pizza, though?
I was just kidding. I was just joking. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Is Moonlight about pizza?
No.
I mean, in a way.
All right.
That's why it wasn't an award, man. He brought pizza.
It means different stuff to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's a deep movie.
Yeah.
You thought it was about pizza.
I thought it was about hand jobs on the beach. It's a whole different thing. All right.
I think that's an event in a movie. I don't know if that's what the movie's
about.
It was about hand jobs by the sea.
That's how they sold the movie.
That was the first time I had a friend who saw it, and he's like, he wasn't feeling it because he still had that sentiment in him. He hasn't fully progressed yet. But he was like, I don't know, man. This dude giving a hand job on the beach. I was like, well, you could have explained it another way. I'm still going to see it. It's dope.
There was a good Fader article that came out that said Kanye basically revolutionized the rollout. And it was talking about like the life of Pablo. I guess we're like far enough removed from it where we can really like talk about like how that kind of changed the game. Then you also got Good Fridays. You know, you could talk about him leaking his album, you know, before the College Dropout came out. Rockefeller website, you used to be able to listen to music on there. So throughout his life, he's used the internet to preview music, get the music out to people so that they would know what they're getting when they purchase it.
Like the Yeezus Raw was cool. Remember they just had that 15-second video of Bound?
Yeah.
On the, that was awesome.
Of it was on like different buildings. They had a projection screen and they had the video for New Slaves.
Remember all of them kind of didn't work at first though? It was clunky.
For Yeezus?
Yeah. A lot of the projections didn't work.
Maybe they didn't work to you.
Maybe they didn't project anything.
Okay, maybe part of that was so that everybody could get it. You know what I'm saying?
It was
so
a metaphor.
You get there, it doesn't work. It's called New Slaves. You don't know when slavery is going to happen.
I hope it doesn't happen again. I feel like...
I hope it doesn't happen either.
That's an aura thing. Even if you like didn't get it, he already put it out there. He put it in your head, so you already are curious about what the hell Kanye is doing. Because if you don't get it, then it almost is like at this point extra incentive to buy it and to listen to it. I was more impressed with when they were talking about Graduation, which is supposed to come out the same time as 50 Cent's Curtis, and they had a little hype rivalry between that. And his leak, was it like 2 weeks before that? Curtis didn't leak at all. Kanye's whole album leaked. And it was like, everybody listened to it and they already decided this is the better album already. And it's still, and then it just made it even.
Curtis was not good.
Curtis leaked.
Yeah.
Curtis leaked, but the leak version was not the finished version. The leak version was like way worse. I remember Curtis leaking, and that's what made people decide that The Graduation was what they were
But the Graduation
buy.
Leak, that's when Kanye added a few jabs at 50 Cent in the song, right? That didn't leak on the first go-round.
That sounds familiar. I can't remember.
Yeah, no, because he added the shots at 50 Cent in the album, I think, after the leak.
After the leak, not before.
After the leak. So when it came out the first day, I remember listening to him be like, damn, he made fun of 50 Cent?
I mean, at this point.
Where did he make fun of 50 Cent?
I guess I can't look at my phone, can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody's gonna stop you.
Okay. Well, I'm looking this up. Can I ask y'all something? Did y'all like Frank Ocean's album?
Which one?
The one that just came out, like a few months ago.
Blonde.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was great. It was just like Pablo.
What do you mean?
Nah. It was the same structurally. It was the exact same.
He rapped a cappella?
Huh?
He did a rap about himself a cappella?
I'm talking about the way it's structured.
Well, I kind
of
like...
The way the songs are real short, you mean, and like, certain songs are only like 2 minutes of one sound and then a minute 50 of another sound. I mean, I was just saying... When you
I
say
listened
a rollout,
to it, but I wasn't timing it. Like, I don't...
I wasn't timing it either, but there's two different... Really... I can listen to one song and be like, oh, that first part is completely different than the second part. Same way that Famous is two different songs, really. Same way that Wolves is two different songs. Same way that Fuck My Life is two different songs.
I feel like the only one is... I mean...
I guess.
It's Father Stretch My Hands, which is definitely... I mean, that's explicitly two separate songs. But I feel like... The difference between something like Blonde and Life of Pablo is that Life of Pablo is a little bit messier. It's just like he kind of just threw a bunch of stuff at a canvas. Whereas Frank's, like, regardless of if it's structured where like a lot of sounds will come in and out between songs and stuff, it's still at least is a little bit more even keel.
Plus, Blonde isn't Frank by himself.
What are you talking about?
Blonde.
Yeah, but I mean, Andre.
Kanye's got like a ton of people.
I think y'all. Yeah,
like there's El DeBarge and there's Young
Thug. I don't
think
y'all are getting. I'm just saying the way the songs are structured is similar. I'm not saying the actual material and collaborators. But the way the album moves and feels is just like Pablo. Like in Pablo, after, if you don't like a certain part of Pablo, if you wait just a minute, there's going to be a part you like.
Okay.
Same way with Frank's album. There's certain parts where it's like Self-Control starts out like a slow guitar song and then morphs into something else. So if you don't like the first part, you like the second part.
You know, it's crazy when you listen to a whole album straight through and then after the last track, the first track starts playing. Every album sounds like that. I can agree.
Whatever. I don't think this isn't the nuanced Frank Ocean podcast. Oh, you know what?
Yo,
I'm still trying to find these lyrics on 50 Cent.
We have another funny comic here. This is my day one. I saw him the first day he did comedy, and we were both on tour together this fall. I'm happy to have him. We've been meaning to have him on the podcast for a long time. Please give it up for David Perdue.
What up, Dave?
What's going on, David?
It's happened.
Yeah, you were just hanging out on the side for a minute. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, we got to bring up David.
Yeah, look. I was like, I just sat down in the other room.
Yeah, I thought you left.
Like,
he left.
Like, well, I guess I'm not going up.
Hey,
like,
I told you I'm ready for whatever. You know? So
imagine if you started announcing and, like, nobody came out of the room. You're just like,
for a split second, I was like, let me just have him wait real quick. Let's see what happens. But I'm not like that. Yo, I'm excited, man. Bookie, hey, I'm here.
Do you think Blonde and...
Not at all. Not at all. Hey, I was sitting in the back, and I was like, hey, man, somebody need to pull his plug real quick. That's not true at all.
They're the same you can't type of record.
Nope, you're reaching.
I'm not reaching. Frank was with Kanye when he was working on Pablo. How did his album come out a few months later, and it was structured the same way?
Yeah, I'm never going to see that point.
Just because Two Chainz was there too. Doesn't mean it's not the same.
I know that.
Young Thug was there too.
He's found his saving grace.
There you go. Let's
stop this. That's my fault. I found the on Good Life.
On Good Life.
Yeah.
That's not a shot at 50 Cent.
I mean, it's sort of a shot if you're going
50 told me, go ahead.
Switch the style up, and if they hate, then let them hate.
Nah,
that's a quote.
That's just a quote.
Like, that's saying, hey, this line came from 50 Cent.
And it's great.
That's from In the Club.
If you were in a competition with somebody, and you looked at them and said something they had just said, it would be like your mom.
But that wasn't...
It's not a jab, though. It's more like a, like, I see you. Like, it's more like...
Like,
a,
I see you, and I'm going to beat you.
No, it's like you're, like...
Like, that's what it is.
It's a nod.
He needed that for that verse. That's what that was.
It'd be like if we got into an argument and you just looked at me and you go, yo, Blonde is like Pablo. And I'd be like, oh, damn. Are you trying to mock me now?
No, it's more like if we got into it, but I'm in a discussion somewhere else and I quote your joke. Like, he's quoting 50 Cent. He didn't even change. Like, if he changed what he said and turned it into something else, I can see that.
But that wasn't on the leak, though. And when
it's not a shot.
You can't really take a shot at somebody if you, like, you know that thing you said? I agree with it.
Right.
Like,
he just co-signed it. He was like, yeah, this works. I'm using it on my line.
I mean, it's
I'm going to take what you do and beat you with it.
It's subtle, but it's not a shot. He probably did put it in because of the whole thing and that was going on with him and 50 Cent as far as album sales. But it was a friendly rivalry. It wasn't
straight talking.
They didn't have words for it with each other. And Kanye really likes Get Rich or Die Trying. Because on Send It Up, he says, this is the realest song in the club since the club, which is referencing the same song. He just really likes In the Club. He really just wants someone to play that song on his birthday.
He didn't get enough dudes. In the grand scheme of things of Kanye going after somebody, you look at like when he has done that, that's not. If Kanye gonna go after you, you gonna know.
Yeah, he'll yell about it at a concert.
Yeah.
It'll be explicit.
It ain't gonna be subtle.
Well, he did do that on Storytellers where he was like, 50, look at me now. I'm on the ground.
All right.
Let's just keep contradicting everything.
I'm not contradicting anything.
No, it's not a shot. It's subtle. Then what the fuck is it? I don't know.
See, but if you had said that, we would have been like,
you made it sound like he like took a jab at 50.
Like when you when I was like, oh, he's going deep into the phone. I was like, oh, this is something like
I did.
That's why
deep,
I asked where on graduation, because I know, you know, 50 told me go ahead, switch his style up, and if they hate, then let them hate, then watch the money pile up.
Y'all don't think that's anything though.
That's like when Jay-Z raps a Biggie line. Yeah. He's not taking shots at Biggie.
I feel like that's more.
I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother.
I don't think Kanye thinks about 50 like Jay thinks about Biggie.
But it's the same type of thing. Jay-Z also says Snoop Dogg lines. It's not him disrespecting Snoop Dogg, you know.
But they weren't going head to head on something when he rapped it.
But it's rap.
Okay.
They're rappers. Like, I don't understand. Like, so when you heard that, were you like, ooh?
No, I wasn't like, ooh. I was like high in my dorm at college, and I was like, oh, that's funny he did that.
Yeah.
That's really, really funny he did that. Ha, ha, ha. Fuck 50 Cent. He lost. That's how I felt.
I mean, no, it's funny. Yeah.
It was funny.
I feel like there's a lot of tension,
yeah,
and it shouldn't be like this. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I messed up the vibe.
We're not against you,
Yo, get
you,
up
Chris.
Here, Dave, and watch this awkward fight.
Yeah, man. Mom, Dad, please stop fighting.
we're not against you.
It's not a fight. It's subtle.
No, we just have, you know, we have listeners who probably heard Blonde and The Life of Pablo, and they're probably going to tweet us. You know what I'm saying? But it's, yeah.
What are you?
I wish one of the tweets is like, yeah, structurally they're kind of the same.
I mean, that's probably gonna happen. Just give
like
it to
a building
people.
That has different stuff inside that's built similarly.
What?
See, Kanye's architecture. You know what I mean?
Full it's circle. Art. Whatever. I'm dropping the blonde thing.
All right. What is your first encounter with Kanye West? When did you first start listening to Kanye West? When you first heard of Kanye West? Chris and David. Chris.
The H to the Izzo. And I remember him. He was in the video. And I heard it. And it was when I first started realizing who producers were. And I was like, who made that song that just sounds so good? And then I looked it up. And it was like Kanye West produced. I was like, who's Kanye West? And that's when I went on Bear Share and got
Ooh,
the tape he
Bear
had.
Share.
Bear Share with, you know, with the movie song and the first Hey Mama.
Mm. Living in a movie, not living by rules.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first Hey Mama.
That was great. His tape was good, man. I can't believe he didn't get signed for that role. That tape was so good.
Well, I don't know.
Could you imagine if you like stumbled on a SoundCloud like that?
Yeah, but they were
like, oh my God.
They said he jumped on tables and, you know, he told Jermaine Dupri's dad that he was better than Jermaine Dupri.
What a move.
He was like,
I know, right?
Yeah, like he was like LeVar Ball before LeVar Ball.
Yeah,
like,
oh man. No ID said he was like, he jumped on a table and said he was like the best thing, the next Michael Jackson. So, like, he was right, but they didn't know.
That's crazy.
We had Cypher Sounds on here. And he was like, yeah, like we had finished like the soundtrack of like Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar.
And it was
yeah.
And like Kanye was like, look, let me put something on it. It was like, but it's done, man. Like you can't do it anymore. He's like,
I'll rap a cappella.
Dang. My turn?
Yeah.
All right. So I think I was when did College Dropout come out? 2004. So I was a junior in high school. Just to give you background, I went to like a Christian school. My parents were real religious. And so I ain't listening to rap until like 10th grade. Just because, this is true, my pops was just like, hey, you don't have no rhythm. I'm gonna go ahead and lift that hip hop band from the house. I don't think you have any rhythm. You should go ahead and start listening to hip hop. And so 11th grade year, Jesus Walks came out and I was like, that felt real family, Christian family, friendly. And so, I remember I had a friend like burn, College Dropout for me. And then
that's a good friend.
Yo, that is a good friend.
It's
I don't know.
21 tracks, you know what I'm saying? That friend was patient.
Very patient. Yeah. Very patient. Burn College Dropout for me. And I remember listening to that over it. That was a soundtrack to my whole like junior year of high school. just over and over. I was like, this, and then I started going back and realizing like all the stuff he produced and stuff like that. But yeah, that, and then we was talking about earlier the it was a Dolly People song.
Yeah,
I can't. Yeah, I remember watching the video. Oh, and
man,
seeing,
that's the best.
And
video.
Seeing him go up the escalator and all that with the red sweater and stuff, with the red polo. Yeah, and I was just like, yo. So anyway, it was one of, at the time when people heard the title Jesus Walks, everybody in my community was like, this guy's the chosen one. He's gonna save hip hop and bring Jesus to it.
I remember MTV Jams would play Jesus Walks, and then after they'd play the video for We Gotta Pray by Hammer. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, when he dropped the line, you think about anything except for Jesus, you'd have thought like he started his own revival in black churches. You know what I mean? They was like, oh, this is the chosen one.
My church wanted me to perform that song at church. And I bet. Was like, you guys haven't heard the lyrics.
Yeah, y'all don't know. Y'all have no idea.
I don't know if I can say the N-word that many times in front of the congregation.
Yeah, y'all from Atlanta, did like people like Kanye in Atlanta when he first came out?
Yeah.
Because I was in Memphis and nobody liked Kanye. Everybody made fun of me. All my friends did.
No, like, because
they were like all Slow Jams records.
Slow Jams went. Yeah. Through the Wire went. Through the Wire was like a surprising song to get on Atlanta radio, just because it did not sound like anything in Atlanta, but they played it all the. It was a good song to, like, you could play in the morning.
Yeah,
like the problem in that era, it was, you know, it was a skeet skeet era.
You could wake up to that.
Yeah, so like if you had a song that they could play in the morning and it would be fine, like you'd be good. That's so true. And then after that, you know, because, I mean, those first two singles, you don't even know how eccentric he is. You're just getting music. You know, he's pretty like, plain guy visually. You just seeing, you know, Slow Jams, he just has on a white tee. You know, just regular dude. So then, by the time you're already in by
All Falls Down,
it's a wrap, you know.
I thought he was kind of weird in Slow Jams. That thing he does with Aisha Tyler. Before Twista comes on,
you thought that was weird.
I mean,
you're gonna release it.
You're gonna release a radio single that has that in it. That's
They edit like that wasn't like in it, like the explicit like.
Oh,
he said, no. Stop. When he's like, you can go faster. Yeah, that was on the radio.
Yeah, that was on the radio.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to put. Like, if you're like, hey, this is my first album, this has to do well.
But it's a cool intro for Twista. It makes Twista look like a G, you know, because it's like, I can't do it that fast, but I know somebody can.
It set Twista up magic. Yeah.
Because if Twista just jumps on the song, then it's like, whoa, why is he going so fast? Are we in a hurry? Yeah. But, you know, like, it's a good, like, transition from Kanye, who's like, light-skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson got a dark-skinned friend. Then it's like, you know, that's a good transition to Twista, who's going to do the opposite.
Yeah.
No, I just thought I was like, that's a weird dude to choose that, even though it's smart.
I was more surprised he got Aisha Tyler, because I used to watch Talk Soup at the time, and I was like, man, this dude's budget must have been crazy. He got the lady from Talk Soup?
She does not like him now.
Really?
She's on record.
Well, because she's on the talk, so she probably has to, like...
Why didn't she like him?
She probably has to go... Say,
and what's her reason?
She has to sit next to Sharon Osbourne every day.
you gonna not like a lot
Sharon
of things.
Sharon seems like okay. What?
No, Sharon's always coming for Kanye.
Which
the
is
only
so
person, odd. The only person I feel like that ever has Kanye's side. Sometimes Cheryl Underwood, because she don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cheryl Underwood gonna be on the talk, but everybody else, like, they feel like I could lose my job. What happened to Holly Robinson Pete? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I watch the talk. Like, everybody that knows me knows I'm a view guy to heart.
I was
you know what I'm saying?
None of y'all have a job up here. Like, I don't know how y'all are fucking watching the talk.
I watch The View. Everybody knows that. Yeah. You know, I can't stand The Real because they're trying to come for the time slot. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I watch the talk, you know.
You learn something new every day, man, I guess. Jesus Christ. Keeping up with the Kardashians, The Talk, The View, The Real.
And you watch Love and Hip Hop,
I don't
right?
watch The Real. Don't put it. Yeah, don't I watch put, Love and Hip Hop.
Keep that out of his mouth.
Both.
And I also watch America's Next Top Model. I've seen every cycle, but it's good television.
Cannot.
Yeah.
The male's called Tyra Male, and then they come on, man.
I'm not knocking it.
They got a Mr. J and a Mr. J, and Mrs. J and Mr. J, they both dudes. It's a crazy show.
I bet we should get in the song right now.
Yeah, we were going to take a break so everybody can hear the song that we're talking about because it is a deep cut. Chris chose a deep cut, and we always love when people do that. Also, we knew your phone was going to ring, so we... No, you good. You good. We're taking a break. Okay. You know, you fine.
We'll take a break.
We're taking a break.
Chris can talk to his sister.
We're taking a break.
I'll call my mom. Shout out to Monique.
So, yeah, we'll play the song, and then that way you guys can hear the song. Yeah, yeah.
Blow the hook, you a genius, boy. Now when you hear this song, you know it's on, baby girl. Now when you hear this song, you know it's on, baby girl. When you hear this song, you know it's on. I feel your loving got me so high, I'm gone.
Me and you, baby girl, like best friend. Let me hit you when I get the notion. On I-55, you and I, let's ride. Hit no potion. Some say she flicky, flicky. Let me kiss your lips, don't need her. I'm fitted through the cracks and curve. Inhale, exhale.
Let me open up your mind to this concept. If this being take one step, you listen to the word from a wordsmith. At the herb shit, to the curve with my 22 spins. And my baby move in. Girl say that boy is stacking up, but that's the way he is.
So we back.
Yep. Like we never left.
Yeah. You know, I put these Yeezys on. I got too excited. I forgot to start the podcast the way we normally start.
Yeah,
the
usually
podcast.
Every episode opens up with Rob spitting some Kanye lyrics. We never really know. He just decides that moment what he's going to do. Are you going to come back with it?
Yeah, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Where are we right now?
Birmingham.
We're in Birmingham.
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 B-ham. About to go.
It's all good. Just a week ago. He's feel themselves. They watch a throne drop. He's kill themselves. What they gonna do, Hope? In the new plat, on the new stove, in the new dope, in the two dope, and tell me you back. Yeah. Like you never left about this bitch, huh? Yeah. If life's a bitch and something I did, huh? And by the way, she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, you should fucking quit. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, I get it.
even nailed the chuckle.
Yeah, I love the chuckle. Did. The yay chuckle is my favorite part. All
right. Back to the song. Chris, why did you pick this song?
It took a long way to get there. First of all, I loved the video when I was a kid. I used to just watch. When it first came out, I would watch BET like all night just to watch the video because they'd run it a few times like late at night.
This was definitely like one of them songs that would be on BET Uncut that wasn't, it wasn't nasty. It just wasn't like a good enough video to be on during the daytime.
Am I the only one who thinks it's a terrible video?
Like, oh, it's awful, but it's great.
It's almost good. Like, it's almost okay. They got everything. Like, if there's a checklist of stuff that you need, they got cars. They got ladies in a pool. Yeah. They got people we don't know getting close-ups. They got. Yeah. They have a comedian.
Yeah.
Dion Cole is in the beginning of the video. Yes. You know,
there's like that white music executive who's like, "You got to sign a contract."
It's there's a reference to their biggest hit. You know, which was 8 years prior. Maybe 8 years is too much of a gap. Because it's like, where have these guys been?
Like, nobody experienced, like, the Marvel timeline yet. They're not used to that long history of stuff.
And, like, the way it looked, the way it was shot was kind of like that hazy, like, they shot it in 1996. Like, it was a pun video or something.
I call it, like, the stock photo of rap videos.
Stock
it
photo. It was.
Like, I know they didn't shoot it digitally, but I don't think they edited it digitally either. And I think at that time, that was like the beginning of like Hype Williams split screen, like people like videos looking like extra pristine. And this video has everything you need, but it just doesn't look right.
Came together?
Yeah.
Okay. Agreed, but it's great though. I love it.
It's
I feel
a great
like,
song.
Kind of like shit now. I'm thinking y'all like,
No, it's a great song.
The song is great. The video works because it's like. Like the same reason people love like B movies, where it's like you might the cheese of it all makes you love it a little bit more.
Yeah. it looks like the same quality of a movie that would start off where you're probably wondering how this happened. You know, like those like Killer Season or like State Property.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, any rapper's like first movie.
I had Don. I had this song on at least 18 different Burn CD mixes. This song I loved this song.
You had a big CD book.
I did. Huge.
Dang.
So, okay.
I'd make a mix, and then at the end, I'd be like, I'm just going to put higher at the end. I don't know what to put at the end of this, so I'll be fine.
So, okay. So, as you would make mixes, would you make every mix completely different, or would it be like an evolution? It'd be like, all right, I got these songs. Now I'm going to put five new ones in, take five out, or would it be like, all these songs are new to me and higher?
It would be like, all these songs are new to me. How do I end this? Oh, higher would be great at the end of this.
That's cool.
I love, because I love that song. I used to, well, I don't know if I should say that. When I was, do y'all remember that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza is talking about, like, it's better to sit than to stand? You know what I'm talking about?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Well, I went through a period. I would always play that song like when I got home from practice, like at night when I was like taking a shower.
What were you practicing?
Football.
Okay.
And basketball too.
That's a good post practice song. It's not a pregame song at all.
No. Pregame if you're about to take Xanax.
What would you listen to? What would you listen
to? Nobody's doing coke listening to that song. No one does a line. It's like, you know what you put on? Higher by Do or Die.
What would you listen to before the games?
Oh, before the games? Yeah. Project Pat.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Like, Mr. Don't Play. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Project Pat. Like, Well, you are Atlanta guys, but I like his Choose You better than the UGK.
Why does everyone assume people in Atlanta only listen to Atlanta?
Yeah. No, I just, if I was to ask you guys, do you like the Project Pat Choose You or the UGK Choose You? Which one do you like better?
Yeah, but I like UGK.
Yeah, David's a UGK guy. I'm a Project Pat guy. And we got a lot of Memphis music on the radio in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We got a whole lot. Like, well, the other day I listened to Choices by 3-6 Mafia, and I was like, oh, I already do know all these songs because they played them in a row.
Yeah, they was there. They was definitely there. Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick the UGK one, though. Just, who don't like UGK? Who don't like Pimp C?
I like how short Project Pat's is and how Willie Hutch is, like, at the beginning.
Yeah, Juicy J loves Willie Hutch.
Yeah.
He's probably... I don't know if they paid Willie Hutch, like if that money goes to his family, but Juicy J should take his family out for dinner or something because he sampled them like so many times.
Yeah. Willie Hutch is great, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you guys don't know, Willie Hutch did the soundtrack to the movie The Mac.
Yes.
A very good blaxploitation pimp movie. Richard Pryor's in it. It's in Oakland. Check it out. We're not sponsored by them, anymore, you know.
Boogie A sponsored Solid by the Mac.
That would be that would be dope. Good. Yeah, we should just be sponsored by different movies from the '70s.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
When was Cooley High? That's the '70s.
Yeah, that was the '70s. Next episode, maybe we'll be sponsored by Cooley High.
Can't nobody stop you. Just do it.
Yeah. What are they gonna do? No, we don't condone. When we made this movie, we didn't think you guys were gonna turn it into a sponsorship for your podcast. Like, no, they're not gonna do that.
Y'all get a cease and desist by the producers of Cooley High.
That'd be amazing.
It's like written on a receipt of a barbecue order or something. Probably.
I would get that tattooed on me if we got a cease and desist.
I made it.
We got to talk about this sample. Okay, a lot of times I get in arguments with people on Twitter who say Kanye samples lazily. And, you know.
You would have lost this argument.
I would send them videos of him chopping up beats and like taking beats apart and putting them back together. But this is not one of those times.
Not at all.
This is like press play. Press the button to like speed up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this is, I mean, if you've ever heard my latest, my greatest inspiration, by Teddy Pendergrass, then you know immediately what this song sample comes from. It's the only sample on the song. You know, it's just him adding beats and, you know, slightly speeding it up. But, I mean, it still sounds like My Lady's My Greatest.
And I think one of the reasons I like it so much is my mom listened to a lot of Teddy Pendergrass.
What? Nice. Yeah. Shout like out.
A ton.
Okay.
That's
what's up.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Did you ever go to the Chris' mom is here, by the way. Did you ever go to the Ladies Only concerts? She said yes.
What the hell,
she
mom?
Said,
what?
No, I mean, oh. She said no. Yeah, but, no, but really, yes. But really, yes. Okay.
This turned into the worst weekend.
Learning.
Oh, man. Yeah, Teddy Pendergrass used to have concerts. No men were allowed. He did that before Tyrese. And...
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? Well, no. I can't ask David Perdue a question. Just
why not? You can. We might as well.
No, I was just going to ask David Perdue kind of like if he were to pick a song, what song would it be?
Oh, you know what? When I first started listening to Kanye, there was one song I listened to over and over, and it, I don't think it was ever on the CD, but I know he just, when the We Can Make It Better.
Yeah. Ooh.
Somebody told me that Delta's brown skin and AK's light skin, they supposed to be bougie because they got white. Like,
wow.
That was a line where I was literally putting anything Kanye West. I was just fine. I was just downloading anything. When I heard that, and I was right about to go to a black college. So I was just like, oh man, he's talking to me. And I, you know, I was a big school Spike school days, and I was like, oh man, he talking about K's and Deltas and stuff in songs.
Yeah,
I have not heard this song in 10 years.
We can make
or more.
It. Yeah.
That I had a mixtape. It was called Big Things Start Small, and Guapale was on the cover. And that song was on there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I forgot all about that song.
Yeah, that was when I literally was like, when I was in my dorm, it was on a loop. So, like, my roommates and people was like, stop playing that song. And I was like, no, I'm just going to keep playing that song. it's a good song. I'm like, it never made it on any album, but it was one of my favorite Kanye songs.
It's a great one.
It is, right?
Yeah, that's a good
one.
I
have no recollection of this song.
Oh, no. It's great. Yeah. You
this is like 03, 04 before anything?
This is the summer of 04.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the album's out. At least 3 singles are out. And this is just like stuff that's like he probably working on his earliness. Or it's supposed to be later.
I think that's what, when he was in that world tour with Jay-Z where he was opening and doing smaller stuff, I think he was doing that song. I think it that was song was like an 02 song.
It's definitely, I think, was supposed to be on College Dropout, and they were like, maybe the colorism isn't good for the commercial album. And so, like, it's definitely in that theme of, like, school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, that. Yeah. I was when I would make a mix, I would throw that in there.
Yeah.
I would always throw that in
there. I never heard a full version. I think, like, the one I had DJ drops. That was on my first iPod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had that
on a Zoom.
Have you guys seen that long? God, your life was better than mine. I was making mixes. You had a Zoom.
I mean, it was a gift.
Was it?
That's nice.
Yeah, did Zooms last?
I'm about to say, where's the Zoom now?
There's a Zoom.
I would have killed for a Zoom back then.
There's a Zoom in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Zooms are doing fine.
That is a punchline in the movie.
Doesn't matter.
Like, the Zoom is like, they when he pulls out a Zoom, everyone in the theater laughs like it's an A-track. That's our A-track.
Yeah, the Zoom is definitely our A-track.
Have you ever seen that interview with Q-Tip where he's got his laptop? And my buddy Ty and I talk about this all the time, who's a big Kanye fan. And that interview, and he like gets it to his laptop, and he just has hundreds of songs they've done. And he pulls up, what is it? What's it called? Mama's Boyfriend? And it's the Billy Joel, I'm Moving Out. But it's like Kanye, he plays the Billy Joel part first, and then he plays the song him and Kanye made together. It's like one of the best Kanye songs ever, and you can only find it from this one interview for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Ooh.
Have you seen
I remember that. Indeed. I do remember that.
I spent like a whole week being like, God, I would kill to just have like Q-Tip, what Q-Tip has in his iTunes.
I think I thought that was going to be a like Good Friday
song. Well, it was a Good Friday song that was somewhat released, but the beat's completely different.
Okay.
It doesn't really have the Billy Joel part.
Okay.
Yeah. That's and then he tells a little story about Kanye talking about his mom. It's funny. Check that out.
But this didn't make an album.
I got to listen to that again.
No, but if you Google Mama's Boyfriend Q-Tip, it'll pull the interview. And the interview's super long. It's only like a short period.
I
feel like it might
Q-tip
be at like a
talk.
College or something where he did that.
I remember seeing that around that time, like around the time leading up to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but I was taking in a lot of information at that time. I would like to revisit that.
There's a lot of Kanye at that point.
Well, yeah. This is around the time he's like, he's
tweeting.
Yeah, he's tweeting. Yeah. He's putting out songs on his own every week until somebody messed it up, I guess, and decided to leak it before he could leak it.
We're getting to the moment of truth. We got to ask you guys the questions that it's probably, I don't know, this is one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yeah, but it's become divisive.
It's become very divisive, and this is probably where you'll get the most tweets, so answer with your heart. Just say what you really feel, because people gonna respond.
People will get back and say, well, that was dumb.
Okay. Shout out to the yaysayers.
I feel like I'm gonna get a lot of like, this Chris dude is dumb on here. No, I feel like I'm gonna get a lot of like, hey, this dude does not, has he ever heard Frank Ocean? I think that's what I'm gonna get.
You might, I don't know, maybe Frank Ocean might hit you and be like, yo,
you nailed
that
it.
That would be dope. I get like a DM from Frank Ocean. That's like, you see both sides, yeah. Like Chanel, you know? Like, I this is the dopest shit.
Meanwhile, me and Chris get blocked by Frank Ocean.
He's like, you guys don't understand structure.
I listened to all 35 episodes, and y'all got this bullshit. Yeah.
He has words for us, and we're like, it's subtle. I don't know. Like, he quoted my joke. I don't know. I feel like it was cool.
You get a tweet from 50 Cent, Kanye and me are good friends. He asked me, he called me before he put it in the song. All right.
I don't think 50 and Kanye are good friends.
No, not after 808s. 50 was real critical of 808s, and that's why he got on the ground and called him out. But they was posting like real close to each other's faces.
That was
07,
the weirdest thing ever.
A couple times. So I don't think they hate each other. Because they was definitely in fighting distance on the cover of Rolling Stone and at the VMAs.
Yeah, that was
so cool. When you get close to somebody's face like that twice.
You had
and you don't get pushed, like that's just, you know. Which I'll do,
you can't
I guess.
Look people in the eye.
And it was funny because Kanye had to get on his tippy toes in 50 Cent's face.
Or that could just be how they meet whenever they show up anywhere. Like,
how tall is Kanye? Up. What's he like? Is he short? He's not like Jeremy Pippen.
He's shorter than 50 Cent. I don't think 50 Cent is tall.
50 Cent's only like 5'10", right? He's not even like
6'8". Yeah.
Man, could you imagine meeting Kanye and just being like, oh,
I
thought you've met Kanye?
Yeah. When I worked,
you probably talked about
when
this,
I worked at the airport. Yeah, I ran up on Kanye West.
Oh, I remember telling us.
I guess you can't run it through again. You can tell me after.
Yeah, I'll tell you more detail.
Sorry for interrupting the questions.
It's all good.
We need info from you now. Okay. We got to know, what is your most favorite and least favorite Kanye song?
Oh, we go me first.
Whoever
I went first the last time.
Okay. Man, most favorite. Dang. All right. Oh, probably, you know what? Probably Last Call. Last Call is my favorite.
Hell yeah. That's
Last
a
Last Call good is my pick. Favorite because the thing I like about Kanye, like, that's what got me in. It was like, didn't nobody believe? Like, we talked about this around, like, how he's telling people how he got hits and the album. He's putting that on the album.
Yeah.
It's the first album. It's the first album. He's telling y'all, like, y'all missed it. How'd they know they missed it?
That's
how did they know they missed it?
Like, if this didn't work out, like, oh,
yeah,
man.
You look ridiculous.
This
you're
is
stupid
the,
if you're y'all stupid. Don't sign
besides
Kanye.
Like, he said on the first album. So, like, that's what got me.
That's a lot of inside baseball on that. Because that's the first time I ever heard the term A&R. I was like, what's?
Yeah, like.
What's an R?
Like, you know, I listen. Like, don't you raise up? Like, yeah, that one. Yeah, that's my. That's I could listen to that over and
mayonnaise,
over.
Mayonnaise, color bins, I push miracle whips, and I am.
Yeah, that's. That's
I used to play NCAA, and I'd love when Last Call come on. I would go on runs on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I did the sticks and everything like people could see.
Who remembers when you could just play as an 18-year-old kid and they don't get any money for it? The good old days of NCAA college football.
I'm not saying they were good days. When I think that's awful.
When you could take number 18 and throw to number 81. Yeah. Because they don't have names. Because they don't have rights.
All right.
So, Bookie A is not going to be sponsored by NCAA 13.
No. Ain't giving no money up.
Yeah.
That's
no. That's the AD's
bonus. We'll only
money
be
right
sponsored
there.
By NCAA video games.
We don't need you. We got Cooley High money.
All right. Yeah. All right. And my least favorite is for a weird reason. All right. My least favorite is probably Good Morning. It's not because I hate the song per se. Like, I think it's a fine song.
You hate Elton John?
Nah. Just.
Someone like break up to you to that song or something? Was that like.
Not all right. So. Here's what I remember about Good Morning.
You got your CD scratched on the first track.
Nah. Worse. 2000, what's that, 2009?
Seven.
Good Morning?
September 2007.
Okay. It's been out for a while. All right. So I remember around this time, 2009, I'm living with my roommate. I'm in college. And basically, here's what it is. He's about to graduate, and I don't have enough credits to graduate at the time.
Oh.
And so, day of graduation, because we've been on the Kanye journey together. roommates, right?
Oh, I know where this is going.
And he's like, he has to get to the commencement early. And I know I'm not graduating on time. And so, all that morning, I hear, good morning. And he's like, I'm graduating. I'm playing graduation. And he's only playing Good Morning on loop. Meanwhile, I'm like, dang, I got to take summer classes. I'm going to be like another summer. Like,
have these motherfucking D's, Rosie Perez?
Like, I did. And I kept hearing, legit had a D
you
in a
dreams.
Major class. In a major class that I needed to graduate. And I'm just like, get this song, man.
Do you think he was being petty with it?
No, that was my friend, but it was like,
wake up, Mr. Purdue, Mr.
It
Purdue.
It felt like that was one of the few times, I felt like Kanye was talking to me and it didn't feel good. I was like, I had to leave the house. I was like, I can't hear you keep playing Graduation over and over again, knowing that I'm gonna be here like another semester and a half. This is bad. It was real bad. So, yeah.
That's I feel bad that you can't like that song.
Again, great. I don't have a problem with the song, but that one just triggers negative emotions in my heart every time.
Sad.
Like when I go back, because I go back and listen to Kanye, I will skip that one every time.
Do you still talk to that roommate?
That's one of my good friends. He wasn't doing it to be petty. Okay. I was happy for him. We was both supposed to be listening to Graduation. I just messed up again because of those D's.
I
just get this idea.
Remember playing that album the day I graduated.
Everybody did
that song.
I felt so left out.
And then
like,
this girl got like the album cover on her cap.
Oh,
and I was
my goodness.
Oh, I should have did that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't have like that. That brings out the most negative emotions in me.
That though. Like people won't get mad at you for that.
Yeah, I just
They'll just be like, tough break, nigga.
Yeah, basically. Should have studied. I get it. You know, it wasn't great.
Chris, favorite song, least favorite song.
Favorite Kanye song. I really love So Appalled. I love so that's like that's probably reaction. My favorite one. I listen to it all the time. It's got all my favorite Kanye people in it. It's a posse
what
track.
What is the Kanye people?
Sci-Hi.
Okay.
If God had an iPod, I'd be on his playlist. One of my favorite things.
Well, do you still love So Appalled even though he name drops Donald Trump in there?
I mean, there's been a lot of other Donald Trump shit that I've had to get over besides So Appalled. I don't think that's the thing.
Nobody's talking about that at the protest.
Yeah, nobody's like.
And
nobody's
another
like,
thing.
Another thing. So Appalled. That song's incredible.
He does say Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all.
And he is. Yeah. True. True shit. And a lot of other things from
us. And then the meeting. Okay, I'm sorry.
Least favorite song.
I really dislike Lift Off and Drunken Hot Girls. Both those songs together. I can't even like pick one of the, like, I just hate them both. Lift Off. It sounds so lazy. Like, that song is so fucking lazy.
You realize that Watch Your Throne. Watch Your Throne.
I love this. Like, I've never seen this on the, because I know what's about to happen.
Well, no. I was just, you know, I've had this discussion with people before outside of podcasts where I feel like Watch Your Throne, No Church in the Wild is how Jay-Z starts an album. Lift Off is how Kanye starts an album. So I think of Lift Off like Good Morning, like, you know, Heard Him Say, you know, those type of songs. Mm-hmm.
But Lift Off's not like that. It's weak at the beginning. It's like that's not.
It doesn't help that it's like. Is it? It's track two, right?
Yeah.
So it's, even though it might be intended to be like maybe how Kanye will start an album, it's not the start of the album. It's coming out of No Church.
Do you hate the whole song? Do you hate the end?
I dislike the whole. Everybody's so lazy on it. Nobody seems like they give.
But
a
I'm
shit.
Talking about like the beat that plays like at the end. Like the little part at the end.
I mean, I don't give a fuck about that part at the end because I don't like the. I just that song. It's just like it should be so good. I don't know why everybody is mailing it in on Lift Off.
I mean, hey man, I skipped the song. I'm not one.
Yeah, thank you, Chris,
to come for anything featuring Beyonce.
That's what I'm like. How are we allowing this to happen?
So, hey man,
do you think you that's know, a good song, David?
I like that song. It's not my least. Like I
when's the last time you listened to Lift Off?
It's been a minute.
I don't skip Lift Off.
Yeah, I definitely don't skip Lift Off.
I skip.
But I know people who hate Lift Off and they hate To the World.
I really? Kind of like To the World.
Cruel
I kind of really like To the World a lot.
So you hate Lift Off. We're gonna take it to the moon, take it to the stars. But you like. To the world, to the world, to the world.
This is not about like the actual words being said. It is how they are delivered. I had to grab the microphone to like be.
Yeah, this is about the microphone.
This is about.
He Suge Knighted that microphone. Did you see that?
This is.
It's not always about structure with Chris.
That's what we learn. That's what we learn.
I just. At least there seems like there's some passion onto the world.
Okay.
Lift Off just seems like everybody's like, well, we're all here.
Chris Screw. Said Teyana it's Taylor's like, better than Beyonce.
I
all
never
right.
said Beyonce so, had more passion. Chris did.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Chris Ivy.
I know. I just got to clarify.
All right. We do have a mic for the crowd. So if you guys want to do a little Q&A, if we have time. Do we have time? Oh.
What does that mean? I don't know how much time we have.
Yeah, I don't know. When's this supposed to end?
Probably like 5-10 minutes.
Okay. So yeah, if anybody has any burning questions, is you know really really hitting them on the insides, you know, ask it now. If not, don't ask a question just because you need you know you want to ask a question. But if you really, if you got a good one,
it's a structure
hit us
there.
With it. Yeah.
All right.
Please state your name first, and then
maybe where you're from, what church you go to.
Norado Moore, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey.
Christian, no church. I want to ask, do you prefer Kanye as a rapper or a producer?
Ooh.
This is the easiest question to answer.
What should
really?
I answer?
Go ahead.
Let's producer, go duh. I mean.
Oh, you wild.
He doesn't even write like a lot of his own raps.
He didn't say writer. He said rapper.
He said rapper.
Yeah. I'm
a
still...
lot of rappers brag about not writing their raps.
Well, I mean, okay, great. I mean, I still, yeah, producer.
I feel like that's the thing when it comes when it comes to like. Rappers who don't write their own lyrics all the time. It's like a thing that you were force fed. Like you have to, if you care about rap and hip hop, you have to explicitly only be this way. But you know what? It's a collaboration entity anyways. Like, you're not going to get the greatest songs without the best help from everybody.
Right.
So, like, at the end of the day, if you have a fucking fire-ass song, who cares if somebody, like, wrote these few sentences here and there? You go listen to the song, nobody's going to, like, bother you about it.
I am a fan of Kanye West, the rapper. I like what the persona of Kanye West, the rapper, has done for rap, has done for the perception of people in culture. There was a serious thugged out time that Kanye West helped usher us out of. And without that, you know, I feel like my life would be different. My career would be different. I don't know if Kanye the persona exists if when I do comedy, I'm able to just be myself in front of everybody, or if I'm like, when I start comedy, wearing the baggiest of clothes and, you know, just like, you know, I feel like, I don't know. So I love Kanye the producer. I do love, you know, what he does with beats and sound and everything. But I think Kanye the rapper is very important to me. So I'm going to go with the rapper.
Yeah, hey. I'm gonna go likewise, man. Kanye the producer has, I won't say let me down, but I have my favorite moments. At Kanye, but anytime Kanye says anything, I'm like, what you got for me?
Yeah.
You
know what
I mean? Like, and even if it's not great, you can feel a way about Ye, but at least you feel something. Like, that's how he makes you feel something. Like, the beats, it's like, I feel like they come and go. But like you said, right, what he ushered in, like, especially in Atlanta, like, we talking about being in Atlanta, like, everybody was wearing white tees. And you had, you know what I mean? Like, it was a certain look you had. And, you know, I'm going to church and stuff. I got sweater vests. So if I see Kanye West, I'm just like, all right, maybe not had a vest part, but I could definitely pull off the sweater.
Don't put that on church. Church did not make you wear a sweater vest. Okay. You chose the sweater vest.
It was part of the
they
uniform.
They told you to dress up. It showed up with a sweater vest.
It was part of the school uniform.
Don't do that. Don't make it.
I had to wear it back. It was part of the uniform. Technically, it was part of the uniform.
Your church had uniform?
Christian school. I told you, went to Christian school. So it was part of the uniform. Either way, what I'm saying is it made me, when I went home and I had to wear a sweater and everybody in my neighborhood was white tees, I got a little bit less ridiculed after Kanye West came out, because it's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, that's kind of weird. But like, there's also this Kanye West dude that we kind of mess with. And so it's not as bad as it was like 3 years ago. So Kanye the rapper will always be more influential to me than Kanye the producer.
Okay, I mean, I'm just gonna go rapper too.
Yeah,
because that guy will never die.
That guy,
that's gonna be forever. He's gonna be remembered. The producer thing might be the thing that got him in, but rap is the reason everybody's gonna remember him.
Yeah, you don't go see somebody on a mountain with a mask on. Because of their beats.
What?
He's talking about the Yeezus tour.
The Yeezus
tour. Okay.
He didn't just like
have that. That was incredible.
Sometimes you gotta ask.
Right?
Sometimes you gotta ask him, like, what did you.
What you mean?
No, I'm just saying, I get you, not follow up.
Any other questions?
Aw, man out again.
Huh?
Said I'm just aw, man out again.
What?
No, Purdue.
He's saying that it's been like 3-on-1 for the whole time.
I was kidding.
We didn't plan this.
He's a great producer. I love his beats. I do. You know what I'm saying? But it was an either or. I didn't know. I went second. You know what I'm saying? Chris could have helped you out, but
it
he
was
didn't,
a divisive
you know?
Question.
So, hey.
It was a great question.
If you wanted it to be even, that could have been on Chris.
Yeah. He got another one. All right.
Please state your name.
It's Narada Rod for short. One more time. Birmingham, Alabama. Christian, non-denominational, no church. If you could change one thing about Kanye West, what would it be?
Oh, man, that's a great question. What would you change?
I know. I'd help, like, some kind of way his day ones would still be around. You know what I mean? Like, the people that, like, was really...
Like GLC.
He met Kim
like
Kardashian in 2004.
Just because you meet somebody don't mean they your day one.
Hey, we're not gonna do really though like that. Really though,
he's been on y'all.
Really though, is a friend
of the podcast. On the podcast.
Yeah, I would give him a couple day ones just to keep like have him have a couple day ones just for contrast, just to be like, hey man, remember? I just need a couple of those people in his life. Just the amen remembers. Everybody need the amen remember in your life, because otherwise, you know, you got you shaking down Trump's hand with blonde hair. You know what I mean?
That was a bad look.
Did Elvis have his day ones around?
Yeah.
Did Michael Jackson have his day ones around?
Michael Jackson's day
Where
ones.
Where are Paul McCartney's? What a guy. Where are Paul McCartney's day ones?
Dead.
Exactly.
That's not their fault.
Kanye push him to dead. The edge. All Paul McCartney's friends are dead.
And some kind, I had to bring up that.
I wouldn't change anything about Ye.
There we go.
I do kind of. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be the odd man out again. I didn't think I was pandering.
You're the even man in, baby.
Yeah, what's good, Rob? We're friends now. That's great. I wouldn't change anything, though.
I don't know if this is really like a change thing. I just, when people say like they miss the old Kanye, I wish there was the activist kind of Kanye. I'm not saying you got to be on the front lines, but there was, he was a little bit more.
The Katrina Kanye.
Outspoken
yeah.
about, you know, what it was like growing up with like activist parents and things like that and how that influenced him. I feel like I haven't heard that Kanye in a while, and especially given the state of everything right now, I wish that we had some of that.
Yeah, because it's tough to feel bad for somebody who's like, they won't let me make a $2,200 blouse. And you're like, I don't really feel much about that.
That's y'all fault. That's y'all fault. He went out there with the Occupy movement. Y'all was mad because he wore a Givenchy shirt. He has a Givenchy shirt. That doesn't mean that he wasn't down for the cause. You know what I'm saying? Just because his shirt was expensive. He's not in the 1%. He might be in the 5% or the 10%, but he ain't in the 1%. And people was mad at him. So now you get what you get.
Okay.
We're going to let y'all finish.
Was this on me? I got to do it? All right.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had anything else. Thank y'all so much for doing this.
Thanks,
thank you,
Dave.
Chris
Ivey.
Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Thank Chris thank again for putting us on this entire festival,
yeah.
man. Appreciate it, brother. And thank you guys for coming out, supporting live comedy, supporting the podcast. That's it, baby. We out.
We out.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit foreverdogproductions.com.